Wasn't that pretty, that last tune? I tell you, music is a good thing. And I always like to get next to a good thing. That's why the stage manager put me next. And as one good turn deserves another, I'm going to put you next to the stage manager here. Say, he's the freshest guy I ever saw. I was waiting all day in the entrance for my turn to go on, and he yelled at me, "Come on, ain't you next?" I says, "No, sir, I'm no come on. But I'm next, all right." "Why," he says, "you couldn't get next in a barber shop." I says, "I don't have to. I shave myself." He says, "I thought so. What did you cut that notch in your chin for?" I says, "That's to remind me not to do it again." "Well," he says, "you better cut that chin music a little. You'll get yourself into a worse scrape." I says, "I've got a mind to punch you." He says, "Go on. I dare you." I couldn't take a dare like that, so I went on. And here I am. And now I'm here. Just a few words to the girls. Girls? Or perhaps I better say ladies, because I wish to embrace you all. That is, provided, of course, those that came with you don't object. Just a word with you on matrimony. That word so near and dear to the feminine heart. Ah, I hear some of you sigh, marriage is a failure. But let me ask, isn't it better to have married and failed than never to have married at all? Certainly, every woman should take a husband. Of course, you want to be careful it's your own husband that you take. And then if you're not happy in your union, why, get a transfer card and go to Chicago and do as they do there. And if at first you don't succeed, why, try again. And if you're lucky, you'll win. But you've got to be lucky. Now, I believe in early marriages, too. The earlier, the oftener, you know. But you must choose a man of character and worth. The more he's worth, the better, for that's what marriage is nowadays, merely a matter of money. Most women today marry for money. It's useless for them to deny it. For proof, look at their husbands. For some women, marriage is an absolute necessity. They simply can't be happy unless they're fighting all the time. Now, some say that marriage is a lottery. Well, sometimes it is a gift and a prize in a way. The old man's glad to get his daughter off his hands, so he gives her away in marriage. But it's different with a poor slob that gets her. He's liable to give himself away before the honeymoon's half over, and then he wakes up and finds that marriage is indeed a failure, and woman a delusion and a snare. And yet you find that men are always ready to fall into the snare and hug the delusion. I have hugged a few sweet delusions myself. How about the rest of you boys? No? You all married? You don't look it. You all seem happy. However, it's all a matter of taste. Some girls think a husband is only a bore, but it's all a matter of taste. Some marry one husband and then they want more. That's also a matter of taste. Some sing the old song about needles and pins, and say when you're married your trouble begins, while some are not happy until they see twins. But it's all a matter of taste.